We're CJMQ 88.9 FM, The Cube, and I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today we have Catherine Hamilton in the booth. So welcome, Catherine.
Hi, Maureen.
And I see that you've lost a little bit of weight lately.
Oh, thank you. yeah, I have. I started my regimen, if you will, about 6 weeks ago, and I've lost 15 pounds.
Wow, 15 pounds in 6 weeks.
Yeah, well, it sounds like a lot when I say it.
Mm-hmm. It is a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but my goal was 2 to 3 pounds a week, which is considered healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, so good. I have, my goal is 20 pounds. I have 5 more to go. I've been running and doing my Pilates, of course, as my main form of exercise.
Okay, so the main form is Pilates?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but I'm trying to run each day for 30 minutes.
Okay.
And I hadn't run, actually, for 25 years. I had ruined my knees when I was a cyclist. And I managed to rehabilitate them through Pilates. So after having my bones tested and told that they were strong like an 18-year-old's, I decided to go back to it, and I'm really enjoying it. I'm doing trail running.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is the difference between trail running?
Well, it's, I guess you might say it's, you're more immersed in nature.
Okay.
So at Addle Beaver Park across from my house, there are lots of trails that, you know, have been made by deer, mm-hmm. and some human and dogs go and run along those paths. I try to make it as interesting as possible by zigzagging here and there.
Okay, so as opposed to like on a treadmill, right?
Yes.
Okay,
that's a treadmill, or just on like on the path or on the road.
Okay.
So I incorporate hills, they're not gigantic, but mm-hmm. Hill running and squats and walking lunges.
Okay. Great. So tell us about Pilates. I think a lot of people don't really know what Pilates is.
Well, it actually is a full body exercise, and it's balanced. I mean, you even will condition your ankles and feet, which also give you more balance. There isn't a muscle group that is overtrained or undertrained. And the main, I guess, focus is the core,
mm-hmm.
Which is, some people would call it, say, your abdominals and your back.
Okay.
And you learn to engage your abdominal muscles, and through that, you are able to lose weight, and you will feel and look leaner, and you gain more flexibility. And it actually even lifts your butt.
Okay, so it does a lot of things. So I think if I look at it, it's basically like bodybuilding, and you're using the parts of your body as weight?
Yeah, similar. Yep. Yeah, okay. That's right. Rather than using weights, mm-hmm. you use the weight of your own body. Although at the first, I do teach Pilates, as you know, and mm-hmm. for the first about 20, 25 minutes, we are standing. And we're always core aware, and the core includes your hips. And I do recommend that people use 1, 2, or 3 pound weights maximum.
Okay.
So that they do have, weight bearing exercises okay. Help strengthen your bones and maintain or prevent osteoporosis.
Okay, strengthening the bones and strengthening the core. The core is actually the main focus to the whole body, I think, eh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And we actually need a strong core to support ourselves properly. And if we have a strong core, we won't use our knees as much as we would if it wasn't.
Okay.
The knees are actually our weakest joint in our body.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that. Okay. So that's really good, especially for people that maybe you're getting middle-aged and a bit older, too.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm actually just turned 50 this year, and I'm in menopause. Mm-hmm. So it takes a little more effort. I have I for the majority of my life, I've been fit and very active. But a couple of years ago, I became sick, and then I broke my foot and sprained my ankle, and depression set in, and so on and so forth. And it's taking me quite a while to find the strength and the discipline and the self-control to be able to come back. And I must say that I have found that with my age and menopause, I think it's made it a little more challenging, but I'm managing to get through it.
Okay, that's a good point, because I think a lot of our audience can relate with that. And
yeah,
as you get older too, it's harder to start exercise. And
it is, I think, a little more difficult to lose the pounds. When you stick with it, eventually you do see the results and you feel different. I feel so much lighter. I feel so much better. It's easier on my back and my knees, having lost that weight. And I'm tall, so it doesn't really show mm-hmm. as much, mm-hmm. but I can feel it.
Okay. And you've been teaching Pilates for how long now?
I'm going into, this is my 10th year.
Wow, your 10th year.
Okay. Yeah, and I have a core group here in Lenoxville that have been, the majority of them have been with me for 10 years, so it's kind of exciting.
That's amazing. Okay.
Yeah, it is. So and they look like it. They really do. Okay. Yeah, I will be using Pilates to help maintain what I've gained back.
Okay.
My physique.
So Pilates, does it help people with depression too, do you know? Or?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
It makes you focus in on the muscles that you're trying to engage, and you live in the present. So you more or less forget about what's going on, and you zero in on yourself
mm-hmm.
and what you're doing.
Okay,
which is making yourself feel healthier.
Good. What's the difference between yoga and Pilates?
Well, yoga is more, I would say, meditation.
Okay.
And flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
It's strength as well, because it takes a lot of strength to hold the poses.
Mm-hmm.
And there's many different kinds of yoga, so that's very generally speaking. And Pilates is, it's focus, strengthening, endurance as well, especially in my classes, because I incorporated it at the beginning for the hip strengthening.
Mm-hmm.
And the strengthening and flexibility.
Okay. It all goes
with
together.
The focus mm-hmm. mainly being on the core. Mm-hmm. So to build supportive small muscles. We work on your small muscles, the muscles that are next to your spine.
Okay, interesting. So if somebody hasn't done any exercise, and could they start Pilates like at their own level or?
Yes. Yeah. You can start at any level. Beginners are more than welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And I just take them through the steps.
Okay. And a lot of the exercises, there's some alternative moves too, if they're too difficult, I guess.
I always, no matter what level my class is at, I always offer a modification.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, they are included. If any people are out there that are active, sports oriented, this Pilates is definitely a great cross trainer to whatever else you do. Like if you were a runner mm-hmm. and you want to cross train with Pilates for whatever sport you play, it's great for injury prevention.
Okay, good. And yeah, injury prevention. And I guess if you do have some injuries, can Pilates help you too? Or?
It's not recommended that you do any exercise if you have a acute or chronic. If you're currently injured, you'd have to likely go into rehab, physiotherapy, and then afterwards
mm-hmm.
you would come to Pilates, and then we'd work on rebuilding the muscles. I do offer personal Pilates as well,
mm-hmm.
and I can train them people wherever they are. I work out of Bishop's, but if they're at a certain gym, I can certainly go there.
Okay. Now your classes are, right now they're in Lenoxville?
Yeah, I have classes elsewhere as well. Mm-hmm. But here in Lenoxville, we will be starting our 10th year, January 5th through February 25th. We have an 8-week session. It's Tuesdays and Thursdays from 5 to 6 at mm-hmm. the United Church. If you are at all interested or you have any questions, they can find me on Facebook.
Okay.
I have my name is Kat Pilates Hamilton, so I'm mm-hmm. distinguishable. And then, or I can be reached at PilatesAvecKat@gmail.com. And PilatesAvecKat, Avec ends with C, and then Kat
okay.
starts with C. So there's two C's back to back.
Okay, so through Facebook, it's probably the easiest way.
Yeah.
Kat Pilates, P-I-L-A-T-E-S, Hamilton, H-A-M-I-L-T-O-N. And the email is PilatesAvecKat@gmail.com. And you also say if somebody's interested, to just maybe drop by on January 5th?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay.
And you can observe or participate. Just bring your mat.
Okay, bring a mat. And what else should we bring, I guess?
Then? Oh, well, of course, supportive footwear.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have 1 or 2 pound hand weights.
Okay. And the elastic too?
Oh, yes, the elastic. Okay. If they have an elastic, they can mm-hmm. bring it. But if they're just going to try out, they don't have to run out and get one right away here.
Okay.
But if they have one, they could bring it. Yeah.
Good. That's great. Anything else you'd like to say before we go? And you'd like to give a few tips too while we're here?
Sure. Yeah, just a few things that I did to help me stick with my goal. I found that staying, like living in the present
mm-hmm.
When I'm working out helped a lot. So, or for instance, when I was running, instead of looking at how far I had to run, mm-hmm. I tried to...
Enjoy the moment.
Yeah, enjoy yeah. the moment. The way I run is I'm always looking at... And then I tried to set an attainable goal. So my goal was 2 to 3 pounds a week. Mm-hmm. And I... basically celebrated every pound, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I find that group exercise tends to motivate me, but I'm doing this individually
mm-hmm.
and my dogs don't let me leave the house in the morning without taking them for this run. They follow me around.
Okay, so that's a good tip to get a dog, or if you have yeah. a dog.
They even bring me their leashes.
Oh, okay.
It's funny. And then the other thing is, everyone might, well, is I try not to exercise on a full stomach.
Okay.
So when I run, or when I go out for my run, or I'm doing my Pilates, I feel a little bit hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that helps.
Mm-hmm.
That your body needs the fuel.
Okay.
And so it'll eat your fat.
Okay. Rather than the muscle then.
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, I say I lost weight. I mean, you try to lose fat.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm working, I'm working at building my muscles.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just prepare smaller portions and I eat more frequently. And personally, I eat mostly fresh fruit and vegetables, and then try to stick to vegetable protein.
Okay, and vegetable protein is?
Well, it's just the protein extracted from plants.
Okay.
And it can be in forms of, say, hummus mm-hmm. or quinoa, and instead of animal protein.
Okay, and beans, and a kind of
beans, oh, yeah, I beans, lentils.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are many.
Okay, that's great. Any other tips to help people maybe get through the holiday season and beyond then? I know January is a bad month too.
I guess, yeah, well, try not to eat until you feel so full that you can't move.
Mm-hmm.
When you're exercising, listen to great music. That always motivates me.
Okay. Okay, that's great. Well, thanks very much, Kat. And for anybody that wants to come and see what it's all about, Pilates at the Lenoxville United Church. That's right on the corner of Queen Street and Church Street in Lenoxville. and come and see what it's all about. January 5th, that's Tuesday, I believe. At what time is it? 5 o'clock?
5 to 6.
5 to 6. Okay. Well, thanks very much, Kat, and we hope to hear from you again soon.
Thank you.